We present Wilfred Hyde White and Richard Murdoch in The Men from the Ministry, a weekly tribute to the men of our government service. Wise men, each capable of getting the vital details of a problem quickly into his head, after which he can smile and say he's got it in a nutshell. This week our story opens not in Whitehall, but in distant Marboni Island, jewel of the Indian Ocean. As Independence Day draws near, senior officials of the island are eagerly discussing the great and joyous occasion.
Oh, dear me. Oh, dear me, this is a catastrophe.
You are right, Kunga. The British government men are coming to hand over independence.
What is that you say, Hanif? What?
Oh, dear, I wish the Honorable Minister of Science would get a new battery for his hearing aid. I said it is a catastrophe. The British are giving us independence, and we have not got a president for them to hand over power to.
If only they had come a week ago. We had a very, very fine president then.
Oh, by Jove, yes, yes. A top old fellow.
Top old, yes.
With the strength of a weasel and the cunning of an ox. Or the other way around, as the case may be.
He recalled most vividly the moment at the summit of our sacred volcano as he was forced to throw himself in.
And what a sense of humor he had. Oh, even at such a time, he was making jokes. I don't want to go, he said. By Jove, he was a lovely man.
Still, the tradition must be observed. As Minister of Health, Education, and Juju, you must know that, Gungo.
It is written, when Mount Maboni speaks with a loud voice, then shall the Vida leap into the mouth of the volcano, so that the gods may be appeased.
If you didn't talk so much, my battery would last longer.
We're talking about the president. It's 2 days since he threw himself into the volcano, and it doesn't seem to have worked. The mountain is still making noises.
It is rumbling most seriously.
Mind you, President Chapati was a small man. Perhaps a bigger leader would pacify the gods.
But we haven't got a leader at all now. I can't understand it. You would think everyone would be fighting for the honor. For example, you, honey.
Oh, I myself would be delighted to make the sacrificial leap, but I'm far too unworthy.
Then perhaps...
I am too unfitted for so great an honor.
Hello? Your hearing aid has started working all of a sudden? Well, what are we going to do? We must have a president for the Independence Day ceremony.
Let us ask ourselves, who would be the best man for the job?
Well, I have kept my ears open, and I know the rest of the cabinet have someone in mind.
They are, of course, all wise and praiseworthy men. Who do they suggest?
You, Ganga.
They're a pack of ignorant fools. It cannot be. I am the most unworthy of all.
No. I am unworthier than you. Oh, I am a man of deceit and untruth.
You lie. You've never told an untruth in your life.
I am the unworthiest. My life has been full of sin.
No, nonsense. Your white hair and tired old body are proofs of virtue.
At 37?
Now, enough. We must find the president. Soon, the British aircraft will be here, bringing the men who will hand over independence. Men, you may be sure, of impressive bearing and great prudence.
I'm sorry I inflated this rubber dinghy in your cockpit, pilot. I thought that funny little handle was to open the window.
Still things we could do with a bit of fresh air. I'll try pressing this button here.
Now rather you didn't, old boy. That's my ejector seat.
Oh, I do. I say, are you sure this plane's quite safe? I don't like the way the wings wobble.
Well, it's bound to wobble a bit, old boy, you see. But don't worry. I mean, this crate's as safe as the day she was built. Yes, 1932. Been tootling around the islands doing this charter work for 20 years now.
Of course,
you wouldn't believe it, would you? I mean, all these modern gadgets. You mean that storm lantern you wave out of the window when taking off?
Yes, that's right. And this ejector seat. Well, I made it myself. Yes, old sofa springs and the length of elastic. Oops! I say, that's a bit of an air pocket, eh? Use a brown paper bag, would you?
I think we're all right, thank you very much. Well, I'm a bit worried about this altimeter thing. It says we're only 15 feet off the ground.
Yes, so it does.
I've been told that palm trees in this part of the world can grow as high as 30 feet.
Oh, more than that, old Pip. 40 feet, some of them. But not to worry, I mean, half these dials don't work. Whoops!
Whoops, another air pocket, I suppose.
No, just missed a palm tree. this is Maboney now, by the way. And there's the landing strip.
Ah, yes. Looks a bit dumpy.
Oh, don't worry. No, landing's a piece of cake with all these new scientific aids.
Oh, scientific aids. Oh, good.
Yes, just undo that piece of string, will you? It lets down the undercarriage. And after that, you can both belt up.
Belt up? I beg your pardon.
I think he means we'd better go back to the cabin and do up our safety belts.
Oh, I see. Well, hold that wretched dinghy in so that I can get past, will you?
Ah, Mildred, we'll be landing shortly. I hope all the flying hasn't worried you too much.
Oh, no, Mr. Lamb. Had me copy a woman in knitting in this bag of brandy balls.
Still got Marboni's chart of independence safe, I suppose.
Yes, sir. Except one corner's got a bit sticky from the brandy ball.
Oh, never mind. We can sponge it down before the ceremony. What a great honor for the General Assistance Department to have been chosen to hand over the... Whoop! Oh, I think he's got an end.
Well, here we are, chaps. Maboney Island, jewel of the Indian Ocean. Here, miss. Allow me to unfasten your safety belt.
Oh, it's our.
No,
it's
no
galley.
No. It's a pleasure, my own, I say.
Oh,
they're tricky things, these belts.
Oh, my word, yes, they are.
Yeah,
they?
You've got to fiddle a bit, haven't you? Oh, I say. Oh, there we are.
Can you undo mine?
Eh? Oh, yes. There.
Thank you.
Now, come along, too. Let's get moving. The crowds will be waiting to cheer us as we step off the plane.
Oh, yes. How do you open this door?
Here we are, old fruit.
People of Marboni, I'm very happy to see you all. Hello, there's nobody here. Where's the reception committee?
I don't know. Oh, hello. There's a fellow coming now.
What, only one? I've got this speech all prepared. I'm not going to waste it. He'll have to do, I suppose. Just wait till he gets a bit nearer, eh? Yes, now then. People of Maboney, that is, person of Maboney, I'm very happy to see you all gathered. No, that won't do. Now then, well, you know why I'm here, don't you?
Oh, yes, indeed. Single ticket to the mainland, please, and hurry it up if you don't mind.
What?
Oh, now, this will be the fellow I'm picking up. Climb in, old sport. Want to move off before the engines get cold, don't we? Well, cheerio, chaps. Have a nice day.
Hello. What's that rumbling?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Lamb, but 12 hours with nothing but brandy balls.
No. Louder than that. It seems to be coming from over in the mountains.
Well, we seem to be alone. Not much of a welcome. I took quite a lot of trouble over this speech and no one to listen to it. Unless, of course, too, you'd care.
Well,
to...
actually,
hey,
I just...
Hey, look! There's some sort of procession coming across the field.
By Jove, yes, there is a reception. And they're led by a chap in a big white hat.
That damn poor pilot put us out in the wrong place, obviously. Looks rather impressive, doesn't it? Bit of a band as well. Stand up straight.
Yes.
Yes, I'll need the speech after all. Oh, that's very good. Let's run it over. Shall I? People in the bone, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, I know that bit. Historic occasion, of course. Then a bit of something about cementing relationships. End on a funny story and best wishes for the future. Good, that's not it. That's not it.
Welcome to Maboney, gentlemen.
I know you English cannot stand speeches, so we will do away with all that naughty rubbish.
Oh, do away with all that rubbish, will you? I see. Well, all right, can't be helped. How do you do?
We have looked forward to your visit, honored sir. Tell me, how is the polo playing these days?
What? Oh, I see what you mean. No, I'm afraid he couldn't come. So he sent my colleague and myself instead. And you, of course, are the president of this...
Oh, no, sir.
You're
no,
not?
Definitely not. I am not the president. I am but a humble minister.
I'm sorry. Then you, sir, must be...
No, sir. No, I am an even more humble minister.
I say, one, what modest people
yes,
they are.
Yes, isn't it a treat to find people like this? No jockeying for power or position here. Still, they must have a president. We'd better find...
Please, let us leave discussion of that until later. Perhaps you would care to freshen up before we begin the banquet
yes.
that we have arranged in your honor.
Oh, a banquet. How splendid.
First of all, I could do with a bath and a change. Come along, Mildred. Come along, too.
But who have we here? Such a fair skin, teeth like pearls, eyes as blue as the sky. Let me take your arm. I will escort you to your quarters.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, I'm good.
This way, everyone. All along the jolly red coconut matty. We shall meet again at the reception this evening. Well, I trust that you enjoyed your meal.
Thank you. Yes.
We knew that you would prefer traditional English food.
Oh, yes, thank you. Very nice, very traditional. Irish stew, Welsh rabbit, and Scotch pancakes.
And all on the same plate,
yes,
too.
Yes. Now, let's talk about tomorrow's independence ceremony. If I may, where is your president? I thought we'd meet him this evening. Do you know, I get the impression you're avoiding the subject.
How could you possibly think of such a thing? Tell me, what do you think of our new national flag?
Oh, it's very nice. Red, green, and purple.
And pink, orange, and blue. With a cluster of stars, and a crescent moon, and the rampant lion in black. And in the other corner...
Yes, that's all very well, sir, but what about your president? What's happened to him?
My dear sir, I see that it is no use beating about the hedge. I must tell you the truth. We are temporarily without a president.
Heavens, why didn't you say so at once? We can't hand over independence to a country without a president.
Oh, dearie me. Look, couldn't you just leave it in an envelope and we'll hand it to the president when we get one?
No, of course not. We'll have to have an immediate election.
An election? You mean... one of those things where anyone might be made president? Even me?
Yes, that's right. I should say you'd stand a jolly good chance, actually. Lots of fun having an election. Everybody says what a rotter the other chap is and goes round kissing babies.
Yes. All right, you. I'll organize the details. Where's Mildred? Just as well we brought her. I knew there'd be a lot of secretarial work.
She had to have her dinner in her room. Silly girl forgot to bring an evening dress.
Oh, poor girl. Well, I'll go along and talk to her and we'll draw up those election plans. Good chance to show democracy in action.
Right, see you later.
Right, you. He's a very determined man, your Hamilton Jones.
Oh, yes, a grand chap. So what I'd do without him, really.
Oh? I got the impression that he was head of your department.
Well, technically, I suppose so, but when it comes to the real decisions, well, I'll say no more.
Uh-huh. So, you have experience of leadership, then?
Oh, yes. Apart from my present post, there was the scouts, you know. I was in charge of the Badger Patrol for 3 years. We got the golden woggle for our knots.
I must say that is most, most interesting. Yes. Here come the rest of the ministers. Gentlemen, I would like you to meet Mr. Lamb of the British government.
How are you doing?
Oh, very often, yes.
I don't like this election plan one little bit. They might elect me, and I'm not worthy of the honor.
Oh, come. Fancy not wanting to be president of this lovely island. I don't mind telling you, I'd jump at the chance.
Wait. It all comes back to me. Oh, yes. The legend which has been handed down over the generations in Marboni.
Legend? I know of not.
The legend, you know, the one about the leader who was to come.
Yes, that legend. Oh, yes.
I see, this sounds interesting. What's it about?
What it is about? Well, now, let me see. Oh, yes. It says that a great and wise ruler will come from the skies flying a huge bird.
Oh, fancy that. They might almost have known about aeroplanes.
And he will wear a strange black crown upon his head and carry a fierce weapon for poking out people's eyes.
Might almost be a bowler and a brawler.
Yes, I remember the legend now. Oh, what fools we were not to have seen it right away.
You don't mean you can't. Can you? Sure enough.
You do. I can see it all now. Under that modest exterior is a real leader of men.
Do you really think so? Great, strange, but as our aeroplane lurched and bumped about in the air pockets, I felt there was something inside me trying to get out.
Yes.
I say, steady on. It's all a bit sudden. I mean, I'd hardly be qualified to...
The legend, you see, goes on that this wise leader will father many children by his four beautiful, beautiful wives.
Besides, what about my pension? I'd lose it. The four beautiful wives? It is rather tempting, but... No. It's out of the question. I really couldn't consider it. No.
Mr. Hamilton Good?
Miss Muffin?
I have some important news for you.
And I have some important news for you, sir. The election's all worked out. Each candidate will deposit 300 coconuts and polling booths...
Excuse me, please. I have come to tell you the election will not be necessary. We already have a new president.
You have a president?
Indeed, yes, sir. Elected by the cabinet, as is our custom.
Well, if it's the custom, I suppose. Well, pity really. I'd be delighted to show you our own method.
Yes, you see, at home, we all have a vote. We just mark a cross on a slip of paper.
Mm-hmm. But here, you see, that will not be necessary. All our people can write their names. Now, I am very pleased to tell you that the new president has graciously consented to grant you an audience.
Me? Oh, good. I'll change my tie, put on my medals, and look forward to meeting you.
Now, my dear sir, here we are. Behind this door is the presidential state room.
That is?
Yes. Now, please remember what I told you about the proper way to approach the president of Mabuni.
Yes, I've got it. Don't go on about it. I bow my way into the room with my eyes cast down.
That is right, sir. Then you kneel.
I kneel.
You kneel. You touch your forehead 3 times upon the floor. Three times. Then you ask for permission to speak.
Very well. If it's the custom, a bit undignified, though.
Wait, I will open the door for you.
The representative of the British government, all magnificent.
Right, in you go, sir. And please, don't forget what I have told you.
What was it now? Eyes down, calf. Kneel. You touch my forehead 3 times on the floor. 1, 2, 3. Kneel. No, I think that. Have I permission to speak, your magnificence?
I say one, do get up. Respect's all right in its way, but I can't stand crawling.
What? 2, what the devil do you think you're doing on the president's throne? You'll catch it if he sees you.
Didn't they tell you? I am the new president.
The new? What do you mean? Do you mean to say I'd be down on my hands and... What infernal cheat.
Now, remember my position?
Ridiculous, you can't be president of this country. They're all foreigners and you're English for a start.
I'm taking out naturalization papers.
Never heard anything like it. Have you no loyalty to the civil service? Think of all they've done for you.
Such as what?
Well, Suppose you realize you lose the balance of your tea money to start with.
All the cabinet said I'm a born leader of men.
And then there's a staff dance at Christmas. You're looking forward to that, and you won't be eligible now. You know that, don't you, Two?
I thought you didn't refer to me as Two. President Lamb the First, if you don't mind.
Two, President Lamb, or whatever you call yourself. I absolutely forbid it.
Anyone, no man shall raise his voice in anger to the president. Article 27 of the Mabuni Constitution... Paragraph 1, subsection 3.
You seriously expect me to hand over the document of independence to you?
I certainly do, and about time, too. You imperialists have had your way far too long. Mabuni for the Mabuni.
Well, of all the pig-headed, conceited, ungrateful...
That will do, Hamilton Jones. You may leave.
I certainly will, President Lamb the First.
Oh, and ask that Gunga fella to come in. I wanted to hold the waste paper basket while I spit pomegranate seeds into it.
Mm-hmm.
Mildred, I've made a most disturbing discovery. In fact, I hardly know how to tell you.
Oh, it's all right. I've heard.
You've heard?
Yeah, I went out for a cup of tea with one of the local boys, and he told me all about it.
I can still hardly believe it.
Oh, me neither. Shocking, I call it. Making their president jump into the volcano like that.
I mean, it's not as if... Making their president what?
With his old custom. I thought you knew.
What are you talking about?
Well, there's this big volcano, see. And if it's rumbling, they make their president jump into it to appease the gods.
Jump into the volcano? But that's monstrous.
I know. Well, they haven't had any trouble with the volcano since hundreds of years back, when the kings used to have to jump. Then just recently, the volcano started rumbling again.
See what you mean? As they don't have kings anymore, they expect the president to... Oh, dear me.
Apparently, that's what happened to the last president just before we came. No wonder they couldn't find anyone soft enough to take on the job.
Yes, unfortunately, Mildred, they now have. Mr. Lamb, they've just made him the president.
Mr. Lamb?
Mr. Lamb.
Oh, and the volcano's still rumbling.
Exactly. You see what that means, don't you?
Roast lamb.
I consider that remark in very poor taste.
I'm ever so sorry, sir. It just slipped out.
Of course, Lamb and I haven't always seen eye to eye, and he's really behaving very badly at the moment, but he is our friend and colleague. Must go and warn him at once.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't believe it. They couldn't. I wouldn't have been... You're just joking, aren't you? Tell me you're joking.
I'm not joking. I'll call one of your ministers. Perhaps he'll convince you, President Lamb.
No. You can call me too. I mean, I'll resign. I'll abdicate. The winds of change, I'll say. Time for a new broom. You never had it so bad.
You're right. Magnificent.
Yes, I wanted to... Well, we wanted to clear up a little constitutional matter. It's to do with this volcano.
Ah, the volcano, magnificence. When you have heard the joyous news of your forthcoming ceremonial deed.
My forthcoming... You mean it's true?
Oh, of course. Ah, I see it is so great an honor that you can scarcely believe your good fortune.
I think I'll just sit down for a moment.
Oh, how we all envy the president as he carries out the ancient custom. It is an inspiring sight. A solitary figure wending his way up to the ledge of the volcano, while the crowd below encourage him with cheering and ceremonially point their rifles at him.
Rifles?
We would not like the president to suffer the disgrace of changing his mind. It's just a formality.
Just a formality, yes, of course we understand. Now, I've been thinking, what would happen if the president resigned during his term of office?
Oh, that would be very, very bad form, very bad form indeed. But we have recently evolved the proper parliamentary procedure for such an eventuality.
Oh, yes?
Yes, we call it the death of a thousand cuts. It is most unusual for our president to resign.
Yes, I suppose it is.
I think I've heard enough. Thank you, Apple. That'll be all.
May you live 10,000 years, Your Magnificence. Or at least until tomorrow. We are already and declared it a public holiday.
Oh, tomorrow? Oh, my goodness. How can
now,
I...
Steady, take a grip on yourself.
I'm too young to go. There's a brilliant future ahead of me.
Telling lies won't help you. Step up a lip, boys. Step up a lip.
Only another hour to wait, Mr. Lamb. Here, I've ironed a nice white hanky for your breast pocket.
That's the idea. Must look your best for the jump, too. Inch of cup showing. Pull that one down a bit.
I've cut a nosegay for your buttonhole. Though it's sad to think of these lovely flowers getting all burnt.
Well, Mildred, I think we can be proud of the way Mr. Lamb's taking this.
No.
Keep quiet. Could be worse. At least you've got a nice day for it. Might be quite warm. Skies are clear. Hello, Mildred. That's that aeroplane coming to pick us up. Good, right on schedule.
But you can't leave
it. Pity you're not coming with us, but I don't think those guards would like it. I wonder if there'll be any rebate on your return ticket.
All right.
Greetings, Magnificence. It is I, Ganga.
Oh, dear. You've come to fetch me.
Well, no, Magnificence. I have come to suggest to you a slight change of plan. We think we might not have been quite fair to you.
You don't...
After all, you are only a foreigner and not at all suitable as our president.
Oh, most unsuitable, absolutely. I was lying about the Badger Patrol. I was just second in charge, and then only when Baldy Graham was sick.
Yes, well, therefore, I, Ganga, will immediately take over the position of president and relieve you of all your duties.
You, Ganga, will take over as... did you hear that one? Ganga is going to... oh, I'm safe.
Am I to stand by and see democracy flouted like this?
That's enough, one. Let's leave well alone.
Keep out of this, too. It's a matter of principle. They can't elect a man 1 minute, cast him aside the next. What kind of parliamentary procedure is this, for heaven's sake?
Hey, Mr. Hamilton Jones, look out the window.
What is it, Mildred?
Well, it's Mark Marboni. The smoke stopped coming out of it.
By Jove, so it has. And come to think of it, I haven't heard his rumbling for the last hour or so.
Yes, well, if you just sign these resignation papers, Mr. Lamb.
Don't touch it, Lamb. Don't touch it, too. Don't you see his nasty little game? The volcano stopped. There's no more need for that jumping nonsense. Now he wants to take over for himself.
Well, he's welcome as far as I'm concerned, Mullins. Even without the volcano, I've gone right off this presidency line.
I don't know, too. I'm not sure it isn't your duty to stay.
I couldn't face it, one. Never again to see England with its lovely green... filing cabinets, the pitter-patter of rain on my brolly as I queue at the bus stop.
Oh, here we are again. You're all ready for a flight, Frank?
Ah, it's our pilot. Just a few things to sort out, pilot. We'll be with you in a minute.
Okay, Alfred. Well, actually, we can't take off straight away.
Can't we?
No. Well, the plane ran out of fuel, you see, as I landed.
Dear me.
Now, well, don't flap. Now, I've got a reserve petrol dump hidden away on the island. I'll have it down at the airstrip in a couple of hours.
Good. By the way, there'll probably only be two of us coming back. Mr. Lamb's thinking of staying.
No one. I've abdicated.
Oh, yes, indeed. And his abdication is most joyously accepted.
Two, remember, you're the properly elected president of Marboni.
Staying on, eh? You know, it's funny. This island gets some sort of hold on people. The Chappie I picked up when you arrived. I mean, he just got me to fly him back.
Chappie? What Chappie?
Well, here he is now.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. The ghost of President Jupati.
What?
It is President Jupati who jumped into the volcano 2 weeks ago.
Yes, Gunga, it is I, returning from the inferno, not as a ghost, but as a living, breathing, beautiful President of Marboni, by golly. I am the greatest.
It's a miracle. He has survived the flames. Holy smoke.
Go now, tell my cabinet I have resumed power and am astonishingly potent.
Of course, magnificent. To hear is but to obey.
Cor blimey.
What a carry-on! I thought old Ganga was going to have a come-over.
Well, it is rather surprising, isn't it? I mean, this gentleman, President Jupati, seems to have actually jumped into the volcano and survived.
Impossible. I think you owe us an explanation, and we're not handing over independence until we get it.
In that case, and since none of that moldy cabinet are listening, I will tell you.
I should think so.
There he was, you see, standing alone on the top of Mount Baboni. Amid all the smoke, with the crowd shouting at me to jump in. Can you imagine it?
Yes, I don't think I can.
So I looked down into the crater, and do you know, it wasn't a volcano erupting at all. The volcano's as dead as a doorknob.
Volcano's dead? And what was causing all the smoke and flame?
Some fool had left many tins of petrol on the ledge, and the heat of the sun had set fire to them.
Tins of petrol? What an extraordinary business.
Of course, I knew the people would never believe me, so I did the only honorable thing.
You jumped in?
No. I ran round the crater and down the other side. Then I left the island for a few days to let it burn itself out.
And so it has, and now you're back as president, and they don't need me. How splendid, one. We can leave at once.
Well, not quite, old boy. You see that petrol dump? That's a pity about it going up. And no fuel for the old kite now, you see.
Good gracious, you mean we're stuck here?
Well, only till the mail boat comes, old chummy. Shouldn't be more than 6 weeks.
Oh, it's lovely here on the beach, Mr. Lamb. I don't care if the mail boat never comes.
Marboni lies over the ocean. Marboni lies over the sea.
Oh, here. There's the 11 o'clock conch shell. That's the end of the morning coconut milk break.
Mr. H.J.'s beckoning from his hammock.
Come along, too. Have you finished that Wilsdon sewage report? Not here to enjoy yourselves, you know. And you, Miss Murphy, lots of typing to be done. Go back to your boulder. It's a good job I brought all that work along in my briefcase. Keep us busy till the boat calls. Tighten the hammock, too, will you? Oh. Sagging a bit in the middle. Thank you. And toss me a passion fruit while you're there, will you?
Muddling through as the men from the ministry were Wilfred Hyde-White and Richard Murdoch. Also featured were Roy Dotrice, Graham Stark, Norma Ronald, David...